This is Frank Apache still is on his story. And here is Frank Apache story. I want to tell you another different story about things that I heard had happened not too long ago. It was on the same life, but it is a different story of what I have told you. In the days of people in my tribe, they used to have different kinds of councilmen. In the year of 1945, during World War II, there was a man named Husky Coal Mine. He used to be known as one of our great leaders in these days. Husky Coal Mine was the one that made a lot of ideas during his councilman. Husky Coal Mine was from Pine Spring, around Pine Spring. He was half-breed. His father was a white man. His mother was a Navajo. And Mr. Coal Mine was being voted into a councilman many years ago. He had about 7 turns during his councilman. And during the 7 turns, he made quite a few different ideas that how our Navajo people would be living in the coming year. Husky Coal Mine went to school at 45 Arizona. His father was a miner. His father worked at Comerco, New Mexico. It is north of Gallup, about 1 or 2 miles north of Gallup. That's what they call Comerco. The reason why he went into a mining job was just because his last name was a miner. And with his father, they both worked in a mine. His father worked it in the mine before, many years ago, different kinds of mine. And then finally, he ran into a Navajo woman, and that was where Husky Coal Mine was born. And Husky Coal Mine was raised as a very smart boy. He have done a lot of things in his past year. And then finally he was elected for a councilman for his tribe. During this time, education was very scarce among us Indians. Most of the Indian, Navajo Indian, were not very highly educated. But Mr. Hosky went to different kinds of school. He went to Shilako, Oklahoma. He graduated as a 12th grade. And then when he came back, he was married to a Navajo woman. And here he was elected for the chairman. I think during his school days, he had learned it. A lot of things that it would be good for his people, the Navajo people. He was a mason. He learned it how to, his trade was a mason. He learned it how to plaster houses, and he was electrician. He learned how to wire electrician. This was his trade. But at the same time, his people elected him for the councilman. Councilman's job is a job that you ought to, that you have to work for your people and talk for your people in your area. The councilman has a lot of things to do for his people. There are a lot of different things comes in from Washington, D.C. A lot of work, jobs, money to talk about for the Navajo people to have. And even building dams in the Navajo country, drilling wells for its people. These are all the councilman's job. Talk for his people. What the councilman say, the chairman has to deal with the councilman. And in these days, talking about Mr. Collier, he was once an Indian commissioner during that time. In Mr. Collier's time, stock was been knocked off, according to the reservation in the country. That's what they say, but most of the people, most of the Navajo people didn't like the ideas of Mr. Collier, John Collier's idea. They had to fight against him because he was the Indian commissioner from Washington. He had worked it against Navajo reservation. I don't know why. Either he don't like him or he just want to do that. Indian were, Navajo Indian people were well fixed before he ever enter the seat of the commissioner in Washington. And this was where all the stocks were reduced. According to the land they got. Mr. Collier says that in a quarter section, there should be just only 7 sheep grazing on that section, a quarter section. But there was very little Navajo Indian can't live on 7 sheep. Even they used to own over 300 or 200 head of sheep, they still can't get along because of their clothing of their children. So this was why Mr. Coleman was fighting against Mr. Collier's idea. And he had fought pretty well with some of his partners that they was with in the councilman. The councilman in those days, they sure worked hard against Mr. Collier. Things went wrong all over the reservation. People of the Navajo reservation got very poor and went into hungers. That they have never been in before. Hungry was mostly all over. And never before the Navajo people had begged it for any food. After Mr. Collier came into the chair in Washington as a commissioner, today the whole Navajo people hates Mr. John Collier. We don't know where he is. Maybe he might be dead. But every time when anybody says a little about ideas, they always think about Mr. Collier. They said, the devil. This is the way things went on in the Navajo reservation. The Navajo went hungry. They had to sell their sheep, sell their horses, reduce their stock, even in cattle. Everywhere, all over in the Navajo reservation. That's why they don't like Mr. Collier. During the time of Mr. Collier, commissioner, they can't do nothing against him because the president or whoever it is put him in the commissioner seat. Mr. Coleman has been back and forth to Washington about 3 times with some other Navajo councilman talking about how would they ever get back to where they were before. So they tried it hard.